Simon & Schuster Audio presents Promised Land, How the Rise of the Middle Class Transformed America, by David Stebbin, read by Jacques Roy.
To Karen and Ben. Introduction. One of the most unexpected developments of the 20th century was the rise of the middle class as a defining feature of American society from the 1930s through the 1960s. So transformative was that overall experience that even some prominent historians working during that period came to believe that the USA had always been dominated by its middle class. Dominant groups tend to see their current situation as somehow natural and timeless. Only when a group holding sway is displaced by another do they see how misleading those assumptions had been. When the middle class began to fracture and stop growing in the later 1960s, those changes helped bring into clearer focus just what was most distinctive about the previous era. Let's start with a definition of that often elusive term, middle class. Most Americans then and now would probably agree that it applies to people who cannot fairly be described as either rich or poor. In mid-20th century America, the middle three-fifths of the income distribution, roughly speaking, fit that description. Inside that elastic category were prosperous families of blue-collar workers who toiled in such places as auto plants, coal mines, and steel mills, as well as families of lower-level white-collar workers such as accountants, civil servants, and reporters. Most, but not all, were white, native-born, with no more than a grade school education or a college degree paid for by the government in return for military service. They were people of modest means, but supported by steady jobs that enabled them to build and protect their economic security if they lived cautiously, which they typically did. Their place in the middle class, we should bear in mind, had not simply been handed to them. That middle class majority hadn't existed in the early decades of the 20th century. It took an enormous effort to transform the country into a predominantly middle class nation, at least for a while. Promised Land tells the story of how and why that transformation came about, what life was like during the heyday of the middle class, and why, beginning in the later 1960s, that process slowed down and eventually stopped. Social conditions can be measured and characterized in many ways, and one of the trickiest is with averages.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?